Hello, it's Wednesday, September the 22nd, and we come now to holy ground, for sure, the fourth servant song, and we'll look at it in four different sections over this week and next week. It begins at the end of chapter 52 at verse 13, slightly unfortunate chapter division here. Clearly the song itself begins in verse 13. Behold, my servant shall act wisely. He shall be high and lifted up and shall be exalted. As many were astonished at you, his appearance was so marred beyond human semblance, his form beyond that of the children of mankind. And of course, this is depicting in prophecy the Lord Jesus, and it begins with this astonishing description of his mutilation. The Romans, you will recall, beat him to within an inch of his life, beyond human semblance, the scripture says. And you pick up that phrase in verse 15, so shall he sprinkle many nations. It's not a reference to infant baptism. The priests did this. They would, for example, a leper who had been confined to a certain section, quarantined, before he could be released from that quarantine, the priest would have to examine him, and then using hyssop, tied up in a bunch and dipped in the blood of the sacrificial victim, the leper would be sprinkled, meaning that he was free now to go back into the community. It was an event that took place on Yom Kippur, and as I record, today is Yom Kippur in the Jewish calendar. On the great day of atonement, the priest would sprinkle with the sacrificial blood of the lamb on the mercy seat, and it was making Israel fit for his presence. It was a mark, a symbol of atonement, that the ransom price had been paid. And Christ, of course, is both priest and victim. He is the victim who died in our place, but he's also the great high priest who bestows forgiveness to those who put their trust in him. Well, that's the beginning of the fourth servant song. We'll look at verses 1 to 3 of chapter 53 tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.